Ladies and gentlemen, theys and thems, weavers and listeners all, welcome to another episode of Occupied with Stardust and Dragons, where we discuss the lore, character developments, the story thus far, and occasionally have the cast on to talk about themselves and their character. Today we don't. It's just us. You're stuck with us. But it's the heist, part three.
Hola.
But to be honest, if you listen to us, you'd love to hear our wonderful voices anyway. And maybe just bring out the daddy voice every once in a while.
Well, now I gotta go change my pants.
One more time.
So everyone who listens to the podcast, daddy, please, by all means, call Thorne daddy. He loves it.
No, don't do that, son of a bitch. God damn it.
If you're Hispanic, you can do papi.
Yeah.
I don't mind that as much. But it can't be from anybody in our camp.
I swear, if it's going to be, we're going to have like some people come and visit and be like, oh, look, it's Pup, it's Illidan, it's Daddy. I mean, Thor.
Motherfucker.
Daddy what? Daddy what? Daddy.
Anyway, we're talking about Heist.
Yeah.
Three. The third episode of the Heist.
Sorry, speakeasy for this intro.
Yeah.
Oops. Heist three.
This is Heist three.
Shh.
Heist three. So, what did everybody think about Heist three?
I really liked some of the sound effects. I thought. They were
yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Lyrax's roar came in clutch. And yeah, like a lot of the one-liners. There were just so many to choose from.
And Max's little one-liners from the background and other people's things are getting really good.
Yeah, they are.
I love them. I really do.
I gotta say that this episode honestly started off with a banger with freaking just the gun and just like that one line. That you said, it's a one-liner, and it starts off and it's like, pick.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, because we start off with Flip, don't we?
Yeah, well, it started off with Lyrax because he felt bad for taking us along with Lyrax last time. But all Lyrax did was leave. He used his tabaxi speed, just took off.
Yeah, I think he rolled like a 27 or something on stealth. Yeah. Like, fuck.
And then the tabaxi speed is like double.
Yeah.
It's insane. He moved 120 feet in 6 seconds.
Yeah, which is funny because he keeps saying that he's a Leonin, but it's just a reskinned tabaxi.
Yeah, that's all it is.
A Leonin paladin rogue.
An interesting combination, but the pretty kitty is pretty awesome. So,
I mean, to be fair, this paladin rogue combo has been fucking badass.
Yes, it really has. But then it goes straight to Flip after that.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we pick up with Flip directly after he kneecapped the guard. He's like, yeah, my shotgun is still smoking. He rolls an intimidate check. He has a couple of good lines too.
Exactly.
His lines almost sound like they've been thought out for a minute.
Right.
Like he had some serious lines.
I just loved that. Like, listen, you have a job, and I'm trying to save somebody. And one of those is willing to die for.
What he said, we both have a job. Mine is to save my family. Yours is a security guard. One is worth dying for.
Yeah.
And he racks the shotgun. Whoa. I was like,
and then
oh
tells
my God.
Him to pick. Oh,
I got a little hard.
Yeah.
I mean, he just nailed it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take some notes on that. Excuse me.
And then he rolled a 22.
Yeah.
So,
which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Done.
And then the best was when Raina just piped up, it was a great line.
Yeah.
Put that on a mug.
Yep. That's honestly, yes. T-shirt, you know, the three things, because he said there was three things. He said, if it was a pirate, you'd be dead. If I was here for the dust, it'd be gone.
Yeah.
That's when he went to the headline. You need to put that on his shirt. Three things. First two on the front, last one on the back. There's a t-shirt.
I could do that.
So he proceeds to threaten the guard to tell him to go over the radio.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Badly done.
It really was. Yeah. I just love that. Like, tell them all that the pirates are in the loading bay. You all need to go loading bay. The pirates are there. And you're just like, what?
then he's like,
roll to buy what that bullshit.
He wanted him to say to shut down the drones.
Yeah.
The spider drones. And he sticks his finger in one of the holes in his leg and just kind of wiggles around a little bit.
Yep. I like that.
Just think about addition. He's like, think about that job of mine. Think about that job of yours. Yeah. And he says, when he does it, he's
they
like,
they want me to shut down
the drones. He's like, they want me to say to shut down the drones. And Max goes, way to go.
Yep.
So that didn't work out well because the drones all started going for him.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I mean, it kind of worked out in a sense.
It protected Constance a little bit. You know,
not much.
Because there was already like five like around her, but the rest of them weren't coming to her direction or to Lyrax's direction. Just flips.
No, just flips. It was, you know, in a room.
Yeah. But at least he had the vents to escape. You know, if he needed to, he could jump back up there.
Yeah. No, it did really well. And then, you know, it did a few more things with Flip. And we don't want to give everything away. You do need to listen to the episode.
Right.
And then it goes to Brendan, who hid the rust bucket in a really smart place in the outside drone hatch.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty good. I did. I thought it was a good idea.
I thought he was going to pull like a really bad Star Wars and like just fly into the hangar and just be like, I'm here, bitches.
Which would have been
won't
funny.
Notice me. Yeah.
But no, he did it smart. He did it, and he went in and then went upstairs and then opened a door and then came face-to-face with the guard and closed the door.
Yeah. And then put a flamethrower right by the door.
And then put his flamethrower above the door pointing down. So whoever walks out gets roasted.
Yeah.
And then he goes up into the vents.
Yeah.
When at the beginning, the whole idea for him was to stay outside.
Yeah. And then he calls Chunk to start finding him.
Yeah.
And spreading the smoke through all of the vents and not just one room. Which is kind of, I mean, that we're not supposed to have listened to part four yet, but that could come in handy towards combat and stuff, you know.
We're not supposed
does, I mean,
to listen to part four yet.
We haven't. I had to. I couldn't stop.
Thorn.
I've done a lot of driving recently, man. I've listened to a lot. but the best, like when he gets into the vents and goes about his business, but they go back to Constant.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the funniest thing happened. She hit fuck around and find out.
Yes, she did.
They came. First of all, she made the mistake because, and actually it was partially Brandon too, because cantrips are spells. She couldn't have stayed invisible as long as she had last episode. So, yeah.
Which they kind of covered it, you know, like, oh, hey, maybe you just cast invisibility again. And so she was just like blinking in and out of existence.
Well, the thing is, to be honest with everybody, all the listeners, everybody, this happens.
Yeah.
DMs forget things just as like anybody else. I can't tell you how many times it's happened to me.
All I call that is plot armor.
There you go.
Like, hey, the story was cool because you were invisible. You're invisible.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck it. Let's make it happen. It's fine. Mm-hmm. So I just think it lends to the humanity of it. Just the, you know, everybody's a player. Authenticity. We're just playing a game here.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
And
all you rules lawyers, calm down.
Yeah. That also tells us that, hey, it's not scripted. Because if it was scripted,
no,
they would have fixed that.
Yeah, they would have. Absolutely.
No, it's not scripted in any way.
Yeah.
But that when I say Constant came to fuck around and find out, she stabs a drone
with a screwdriver. And for some reason has dual weapon fighting?
No, everybody does. If you have one in your hand, if you have two weapons, you can attack with both. But the second attack, you don't get any kind of bonus with.
Okay, because she was saying that she had like the feet, because she said it was on her character sheet. I was like,
it is. If you look at the D&D or Roll20, D&D Beyond character sheet.
Oh, okay.
It says it right on there: two weapon fighting.
Got it. Okay.
You only if you specialize in, like, if you take like the fighting style to weapon fighting, you can actually add your modifier to the second.
Yes.
Okay.
Huh.
Max had a problem with that. He was like, she was like, what? Yeah. You have that. You have two of them. Are you a Bladesinger wizard? What?
Yes.
Which, if anybody has listened to a regular podcast, know that's Pup's favorite wizard is the Bladesinger wizard.
Yeah.
He
it's
loves
the only good one because they don't do that much magic.
Exactly.
Go listen to that episode. It. It's hilarious.
It is funny.
I'm like, why? Why? It's called a Bladesinger. It should be a bard. Anyway, I'm done. Sorry.
Rant over. I'm off my box.
Rant over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the gist of that. When she stabs him, then she was trying to, she didn't actually stab him again.
Yeah.
She tried to hide underneath him better.
And then didn't the spider like walk away and she tried to, or they,
she tried to walk away. That's when she kind of got caught up because okay. The other two drones tried to hit her with the taser nets.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, Max is like, taser nets will never work in this campaign.
Not once.
Until they do.
Yeah.
Until they do. But
I swear it's going to be the season finale for no reason whatsoever, except that it is
just taser nets everywhere.
Yeah.
And then when she does get hit with a taser, she does finally get captured. She mm-hmm. She hits the guard. She does the thaumaturgy or whatever and makes the door open.
Yeah.
Square into the guard's nose. Just pa, just like, Sonic, yes, take that.
Three damage.
I imagine like three damage to me. I imagine like if you have ever seen Stargate, you nerds out there, the episode where it's like a Groundhog Day and Teal'c keeps getting hit in the face by the door. Like that's the thing. It's like, just all right.
Yep, that's it. That's three damage. Just not much.
Yeah.
But Brandon said the funniest thing. He was like, "When wizards start throwing hands, you know there's trouble."
Well, because there was mention that Constant doesn't actually, she's a pacifist. She doesn't have combat spells. She doesn't have fireball or anything like that.
No combat spells whatsoever. And it was Christian that said it, and he sounded so frustrated.
He was.
He's like, she's got no spells that affect anybody badly in any way.
Yeah.
Brandon was like, I didn't pick her spells.
She makes it work, though. She makes she really it work. Does.
She does. I will say this for Raina. She actually comes up with some interesting things when she's working.
Yeah.
When she's working on spells and stuff like that with the whole alarm thing in the early episodes and everything and the she does.
Honestly.
Yeah, the thaumaturgy, which, you know, and if it was my campaign, all that shit would have worked.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it very, very creative in her spell casting.
Mm-hmm.
But... you know, dun dun dun, Constant gets captured. Which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
She was just with the whole like stabbing thing. I was hoping she would be able to, I was really hoping she was going to beat everyone. I know it was a long shot.
Sure.
But it was,
but it would have been a character epic. Development moment. You know,
it would have been
the fuck around and find out mode and just destroyed everybody.
Yep. It would have been epic.
But the rules
loved it.
Go in her
but
favor.
they threw Constant in the closet.
Yeah.
Damn
and,
it.
And P.S. They still don't have a scroll by this point.
No.
The
nothing.
Whole reason that they're here.
And it seems like nobody cares anymore.
No.
They're just trying to get out of this.
Yeah. The mission went from getting scroll to just escape.
Escaping.
Gotta go. Gotta go. Gotta go. Gotta go.
And then Brendan is constantly talking into the vents, trying to intimidate these people and make them make the snakes. And he fails every effing roll for intimidation.
Actually, well, no modifier.
None.
I think his very first one was a success, right? Barely?
No.
No?
None of them have succeeded. None.
I just know he wrote a two that just stuck in my head so hard.
And it was such it a good line. I mean,
yes.
And then Max going, this is why we talk after the rolls.
Yeah. But he actually, in the, right after Constantine is thrown in the closet, the space station rocks violently. And then the captain is talking, and they can hear what the captain's saying.
Yeah.
And he says something like, you know, the drones are taking care of things, blah, blah, blah. And they won't be able to get in. And Brent is like, how do you think we got in? And then he says, yarg.
Yarg.
Like, that's, he's going to convince them he's pirates. And they all thought they were pirates, which I just think is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Without the yarg.
Without the yarg.
And then Lyrax's not so great disguise falling apart as movement continues.
That's almost like low key horror movie. It just looked like skin moving on the outside of his face.
Right. You know, one of the half elf ears or elf ears just falling off, and
yeah, the eyes aren't really like they're off a little bit, and it looks like he's looking through skin. Disturbing.
Yeah,
I figure you would have liked that pup.
I did.
I was like, geez. I can imagine like hit the Lyrax's mane like popping through the disguise. So it's just
through the ear, with, like, just makes it look like hairy ears. Yeah. So I mean, some stuff happens. I mean, there's a lot of it's not unimportant things.
No, but there is a lot of little things that if you're not paying attention, you miss it.
Yeah. But
we're not going to talk about it all here.
Not at all.
The episode, if you haven't.
One of the biggest things that cracks me up is Flip and Brendan want everybody to use code names.
Yeah.
But they didn't really tell anybody.
No.
Until now.
Yeah.
The whole time they're calling each other rain and what was it? Hail.
Yeah. And rain. Snow and fire.
Well, Constant was supposed to be sleet and Lyric's supposed to be snow. But Lark's like, no, I'm fire.
Yeah.
Dan's like, whatever. But nobody does it but Flip and Brendan.
Yeah. Especially since, like, they've already kind of gone through, like, they've already used their names. I mean, yes. Lyrax told the Luxodon his name already.
His name was Lyrax.
Yeah. So that's done.
And they've said Brendan multiple times by this time.
Yeah. Although I guess they could plot armor that because technically the communications are telepathic.
Yeah, telepathic, basically.
Yeah.
So that's the part that I wasn't sure about. Like, I don't know if Aurora's got some kind of special listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who knows? But I would definitely plot armor it because it's all telepathic.
Yeah.
But it was just cracks me up because Flip and Brendan stuck to that shit for a while.
Yeah.
Nobody else did.
Ain't got the time.
Nope. But I did what I expected to happen when Constant got captured happened. Lyrax was trying to find him. Period.
Mm-hmm. Because I do like that there was a chance that he didn't, though, question mark. Because Max did roll for it. You know,
self-imposed roll.
Yeah.
And failed horribly.
Yeah.
And failed horribly. So straight after there was a whole thing about the whole lockdown because it is a lockdown.
Yeah.
So like Flip couldn't control it from the security thing because it's not the full security thing. It was like security and
it's surveillance. Just observation, it seems like. Yeah.
Yeah. It seemed like it was mostly observation. And anytime he had unlocked capabilities, but not during a lockdown.
Yeah.
So he basically knocked the dude out and left. Vince again, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so everything's blocked and Lyrax trying to get to it and can't. And Brendan does an acid thing and it don't do shit. That's when Lyrax growls come in.
Yeah.
And when Lyrax growls, but he says, you know, I'm going to keep the route, save her, find her.
Yeah. And they were like, you don't have to kill anybody. I'm going to kill everyone.
Yeah. He's like, what'd he say? He said, Brendan came over the thing. Mr. Lyrax, we are not killing anybody on this ship. He's like, I'll kill anybody who's in the way. Yeah. Let me repeat. But
he didn't stutter.
Nope.
He didn't. But Flip went towards Constant. And that's when it came over the whole intercom. The shields were down.
Yeah.
And Lyrax just decided to find a place where it was like the quickest route to the exit, and he posted up. And that's when Brendan gives the great speech.
Yeah. The great speech with the number two role.
Yep. Great speech. It really was a good speech.
It was great. I mean, if he had done the role first and it was like, I would have given that like an 18 or a 19. And then, okay, go ahead and come up with your epic speech, because that was a good speech. It was not a two-worthy speech.
No, it wasn't. Two-worthy speech was like, no, leave, live.
Yeah.
That's a two.
That's a two. You want live, right? Escape pod.
Now.
Which and I then, guess, you know, could work, to be honest. Like, in my game, it would work as well. I'd have to roll for the crew, because, yeah. I mean, they don't know that pirates are educated or not. That could work. You live.
It really could.
You know, like, yeah.
That good a speech, I don't know if I'd have made him roll. Yeah. I might have made them roll.
Right.
So, I mean, it was a really good speech.
Yeah.
And it was wasted on the record scratch, too.
Yeah. I rolled a two. What?
But Flip went to find Constant. Brandon went to find Stardust.
Stardust. Oh, my goodness.
Coked out of his mind.
The most pure form he's ever seen. He's like, yeah, I take 8 servings. Like, you what? Even Brandon was like, wait a minute.
I want to ask this, because Brandon did a great job. Because to this point, we've never seen anybody do this amount.
Yeah.
We've only seen Stardust taken a few times.
Right.
And this is supposed to be a major thing in this universe. So what did everybody think about his description of taking such a massive amount of this very powerful drug? I mean, what did you think of his description?
I don't think that he could have described it any better, to be honest. I mean, this is a coked out fucking dwarf. Yeah. Halfling. You know? Halfling.
Coked out fucking dwarf.
The coked out fucking dwarf.
Like, he's just like, I'm ready.
Literally. Grandpa's cough syrup.
Grandpa's cough syrup.
He's like, yeah.
Damn, it's rock and roll, baby. Yeah.
Now, as much like Pup, what'd you think? Did you think it was good?
I thought it was good. I thought it was a great description of what I already imagined Stardust to look like. And to behave like. I was like, yep, that makes sense. That's
I'm just that's ready.
Like, that's I've been saying.
I'm just ready for the repercussions. Because we already know that it gives points of exhaustion. Like, what does 8 servings give? Like, does he have to do a con save to not get just a straight up 5 and die? I mean
how much did he take last time?
He took 2.
4. Four that was 4. Yeah,
no, well he took 4 doses, but he took 2 levels of exhaustion.
Yes, okay, he took 2 levels of exhaustion.
So he might get 4 levels.
But God, if you remember, like, Brian, what did you think of the description, first of all?
I really liked it. Like, I was just like, holy shit, he's coked out.
He's coked out.
But
he's dusted out.
I remember in the beginning when we were talking with Brandon and we were talking with Christian about the whole Stardust thing, the more pure it is, the less repercussions you have.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So this is supposed to be the most pure in the universe.
Yeah.
So there is a lot less repercussions, which is why he took so much.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
It's just because and he said it when he took it. You know, he's like, this is Aurora. It's the most pure in the universe.
Yeah.
But which means it should have the least side effects. But then Brandon's like, D minus, we're killing everybody.
D minus Point Break at the same time. We're just getting it going.
Actually, he's like, I'm going to say something to my crew. He's like, if something happens, get my body the chip. And that's it.
Yeah. I can't wait to see more of this. Because, like, towards the end of the episode, we have a little bit of a combat. I can't wait to see this roided out halfling and the effects of the Stardust happen more.
Oh, yeah. And I do know, like, in when he first had it, the way it was described, the way Brandon did it, it was really great, because he was like, I'm just concentrating on keeping myself together.
Yeah.
Which is, phew.
Yeah,
and I would describe it to you folks, but go listen to the episode.
Go listen to the episode. It was good. It was great.
Plain and simple.
Good job, Brandon.
Yep. And if you've already listened to the episode, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? You know what we're talking about.
He's floating right now.
And it was funny because, like, right after he took it, he sees a guard. He walks through a door and he sees a guard and he tries to get him to get in the escape pod and rolled a 6.
Roll started going downhill towards the end of the episode.
Well, just for Christian.
Just for Christian.
Brandon's rolls were crap. And like when he rolled that 2, I can remember Max was like, in total? Yeah, but the guard ran away anyway. Because how did Brandon put it? Brandon said, the guard saw you take 8 doses of Stardust, so he figured you don't care about life here or anywhere else.
That was a good line.
That was good. But, I mean, that's, you know, right after that, he tried to go to Constance to see if she wanted to do anything. And she's like, I'm from my neck down. I can't do nothing.
Yeah.
There's just robots watching me. Mm-hmm. Can't even talk to them. So... But then Flip makes it there, does some great rolls, gets her out.
Yeah.
Fucking Flip. When he was talking to Constant, he pulls down his mask.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, just in case you don't know, it's me. And yeah. Like, okay.
I know.
And then there's some more fighting with Lyrax and does some really cool combat. So listen to the episode. It's great.
And Brandon actually get like to the end of their session. Because even Brandon was like, okay, so it's 12:30. And what I mean by 12:30 is it is 30 minutes past midnight, y'all.
Yes, that's when they're doing this. These guys
are really getting it.
Yeah. And they kept going.
Yeah.
For a little bit, not a long time.
Yeah.
They came to the where Brandon said, you know, if you got 30 seconds to get out.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing was Constant was like, no, we need to go to the lab now.
Yeah. and Brendan going, I'm blowing up the ship.
Yeah. So Lyrax does some more fighting, and then Constance trying to grab all these lab equipment, you know, packing Flip's pockets, and
they
Brandon's
don't have a bag of holding.
So no, upsetting. Which is weird. It's weird, but I mean, some they're not completely common in a lot of places. So
yeah.
But they did. Brandon told him you can't carry everything.
Yeah.
So Constance was like, fuck it then. I'm going to do it here.
Yeah.
See if you can, you know, hold them off for a little bit. And she starts to work. And
yeah.
Next episode, that was this one. He was like, nah, we're going to stop here.
Yeah.
Next episode, folks, we're going to have Max and Reyna both on. And you're going to hear from, you know, their descriptions of things and how they thought things would happen.
From the source.
From the source, people. So, great episode of what, guys? I liked it.
I
thought it was entertaining.
Yeah.
You're just getting better and better.
Yeah. And it's hard to get better, you know, because they already, like, obviously, they're all on the acting side of things. And, like, a lot of them have had classes of editing. So, their first episode was, bar none, one of the best episodes that I've heard. So, like, getting better each episode is going to be progressively harder as time goes. You know,
yeah, for sure. Hey. But they did great job on everybody, great job on the editors. The sound effects were great.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody, good job.
I
want
to talk to an editor and be like, so what's it like listening to 4 hours and paring it down to an hour and 20?
Yeah, that's got to be rough.
I feel like it's just gonna be,
it's gonna be one of the editors just lighting a cigarette, just.
All right, guys, folks.
They're talking in French.
For extra bonus content, we both have Patreon now. / This Dungeon Is Occupied for ours. You get to listen to this episode one day after Stardust and Dragons, usually. Sometimes I screw it up. But you know what? Hey, I still get it done. But you get bonus content at the very least. Behind-the-scenes stuff before, during, and after the episodes. And that is a $5 tier, less than a coffee. We have other tiers that have some extra stuff from our podcast. And then Stardust and Dragons has their podcast or their Patreon / Speakeasy Productions, which is their parent company, which you can see over my little shoulder here, there, right there. Boom, Speakeasy Productions. Yeah, exactly.
I quit shit.
Yeah, I know. Theirs is also $5 tiers and above. And also, if you wanted to just give us a dollar just to say, hey, I support y'all, we both have a $1 tier. And also think about our Discord and all the other links and affiliates and blah, blah, blah in the doobly-doo in the link tree. And without further ado, remember to check your dungeons, because this dungeon is occupied with Stardust and Dragons.